Chapter 6. Call me crazy, but I'm not big on defiance when I've got a gun rammed against my skull. I carefully set the .38 in my left hand down and moved my fingers away from it. "Hands behind your back. Do it," snarled the woman. I did it. I felt the cold metal of the handcuffs around my wrists, heard the ratcheting sound of the cuffs closing around them. The knee lifted off my back, and my attacker shoved me over with one leg, snapped on a flashlight, and shone it in my eyes. "Harry?" she said. I blinked and squinted against the light. I recognized the voice now. "Hi, Murphy. This is going to be one of those conversations, isn't it?"
"You jerk,"
Murphy said, her voice harsh. She was still only a shadow behind the flashlight, but I recognized the contours now.
"You found a lead and followed it, and you didn't contact me."
"Those who live in glass houses, Lieutenant," I said, and sat up, my hands still tightly behind my back. "There wasn't time. It was hot, and I couldn't afford to wait, or I might have lost it." Murphy grunted. "How did you find this place?"
"I'm a wizard," I told her, and wagged my arms as best I could.
"Magic, what else?"
Murphy growled, but hunkered down behind me and unlocked the cuffs.
I rubbed at my wrists after they were freed. "How about you?"
"I'm a cop," she said.
"A car tailed us to McAnally's from the murder scene. I waited until it was gone and followed it back here." She stood up again. "You were inside. Did anyone go out the front?"
"No, I don't think so. But I couldn't see."
"Damn it," Murphy said. She put her gun away in her coat. "They didn't come out the back. There must be some way up to the roof." She stood up and peered around at the closely packed buildings, shining her flashlight around the roof's edge.
"They're long gone by now."
"Win some, lose some," I got to my feet.
"Like hell," she said, and turned and started into the building.
I hurried to catch up with her.
"Where are you going?"
"Inside, to look for the stairs, a ladder, whatever."
"You can't follow them," I said, falling into step behind her as she went into the darkened building. "You can't take them on, not just you and me."
"Them?" Murphy said. "I only saw one." She stopped and looked at me, and I explained to her in terse terms what had happened since we parted in the parking lot. Murphy listened, the lines at the corner of her blue eyes serious.
"What do you think happened?" she asked when I finished.
"We found werewolves," I said. "The woman, the dark one with the gray in her hair, was their leader."
"Group killers?" Murphy said.
"Pack," I corrected her. "But I'm not sure that they were the killers. They didn't seem, I don't know, cold enough, mean enough."
Murphy shook her head and turned to walk outside. "Can you give me a good description?"
I kept up with her. "Good enough, I guess. What do you want it for?"
"I'm going to put out an APB for the woman we saw, and I want you to describe the kids you heard talking."
"What do you need that for? Don't you have the plates off the car she was driving?"
"I already called them in," Murphy said. "Rental, probably taken out under a false ID."
"I think you've got the wrong people, Murph," I said. "Don't put out that APB.
"Why shouldn't I?" Murphy asked. "Someone follows me back to town from the scene of a murder. Not only that, but you can confirm to me that they were the killer from the scene.
Not in a court of law, I know, but you can give it to me. That's enough.
Standard investigation will turn up the rest if we know where to look."
I held up my hand.
"Hold on. Hold on.
My spell didn't tell me that the woman was the killer, only that it was her blood on the scene."
Murphy folded her arms and glared at me.
"Whose side are you on, anyway?"
"You still don't get it, Murphy," I said, my own temper rising a little. "You don't start something with the kind of people who live in boogity land unless you're willing to take it all the way, right there, right then. If you start harassing a pack of werewolves, setting the police after them, you've just declared war. You'd better be ready to fight it."
Murphy thrust her jaw out.
"Don't worry about me, I can handle it."
"I'm not saying you can't," I said. "But whatever it was that tore apart Spike back at Marconi's club wasn't the same thing that was with me in the dark back there."
I jerked my head to the main room of the department store.
"Oh yeah?" Murphy said. "Why not?"
"Because it could have killed me, and it didn't."
"You don't think you could have taken care of yourself against a wolf, Harry?"
"In the dark?" I said. "Murphy, it's been nearly 100 years since the wolf went extinct in most of the United States. You've got no idea, not at all, of how dangerous they can be. A wolf can run faster than you can drive a car through most of Chicago. His jaws can snap your thigh bones in one jerk. A wolf can see the heat of your body in the complete dark and count the hairs on your head from 100 yards off by starlight. He can hear your heart beating 30 or 40 yards away. The wolf that was there in the dark with me could have killed me easily. It didn't. It disarmed me, even after I hit it and then left. That doesn't mean anything, Murphy said. But she folded her arms over her stomach and glanced at the shadows around us with a little shiver. Maybe the killer knows you. Maybe it didn't want to risk killing a wizard. Maybe, just maybe, the wolf did it to throw you off. Maybe it spared you just so you would react in this way, just to avoid suspicion. Maybe, I admitted. But I don't think so. The kids I saw, I shook my head. Don't put out the APB yet. Hold off on it until I can get you some more information. Look, you pay me to give you advice, to be your consultant on the supernatural. I'm your expert, right? Listen to me. Trust me. She stared up at my face, her expression intent, looking away quickly when her eyes met mine. Murphy had known me for a while. You don't go looking into wizards' eyes without a darn good reason. Wizards see too much. All right, she said finally. I'll hold off on it, but only until tomorrow morning, when I have that report. If you can't show me anything by then, I'm going ahead after the people we saw tonight. Her mouth quirked in a fierce little grin. I'd have a hell of a time explaining what I was doing out at the crime scene in Rosemont anyway. The grin vanished, leaving only ferocity. But you will have that information for me, Dresden, bright and early. Make no mistake, I will catch the killer before anyone else dies. I nodded to Murphy. In the morning, I said. You got it. Murphy's flashlight flickered and went out as the filament burst with an audible pop. Murphy sighed in the darkness. Nothing ever works right when you're here. Sometimes, Harry, she said, I really hate hanging out with you.